My name's Ben Scott. I'm a partner at Foster & Partners, and I was the partner in charge for Crosswell Place Oversight Development in Canary Wharf. My first project at Foster's was HSBC Tower, the fit-out. I joined in 2001, about a week after 9/11. And I've been here 18 years, which is a nice long time. And it was interesting, working on the Crossrail project. It was interesting to sort of work right next to the building that I started on. So it's kind of nice to be designing its neighbour, where it all started. Yeah, for me at least. Well, I think as I understand it, when Crossrail was being planned, and strategically, obviously Canary Wharf was a very important station to place there. It kind of unlocks the whole next phase of development at Canary Wharf. But there's actually limited places to locate the station because it's significantly developed already, needs to be sort of clear of basement foundations and all the rest of it. So the line comes right underneath the dock. So the line actually follows the North Dock line over its pretty much its full length. And then the position for the station was located about as centrally to Canary Wharf as you can get, and it's kind of nestled in between the DLR station, the Jubilee Line station, so even though they're not directly connected, it's pretty easy to interchange between the three. So that was probably its positioning and location in the water is probably its biggest challenge, both from a design perspective and also a construction perspective, because you've got some sort of pretty influential neighbours who are not going to want to be disrupted from their day-to-day operation during the build, and also understandably concerned about what they might be looking out onto. Those big towers on the south side of the building, and let's say 8,000, between 6,000 and 8,000 in each tower with people looking down, I think that we were very much very conscious of that. So from that perspective, designing the building, with what we call sort of refer to as the fifth elevation, so looking down on the building for tens of thousands of workers, was really important. So the way the roof was designed to, and the garden is designed, is so that people aren't looking down on plant rooms and the sort of guts of the building. It's actually a sort of unified kind of building and a covered building that's as nice to look out to and across to and down on as it is to be inside. But also we were very conscious that people looking down, the building is sort of standalone. It's not plugged into the dock side, so all the sort of MEP services have to be located in the building somewhere. The only place to get fresh air is the roof, so we've got big plant rooms at either end of the building, but probably not many people will realise that because the roof covers over the top and they're very well screened. So the sort of wrap going over the top was, is doing a number of things. It's concealing the plant rooms, it's providing shelter to the park, it collects the rainwater, which is used for rainwater harvesting and grey water recycling. So the roof is doing a number of things to benefit the public space.